both wisdom of thought and beauty of form were to be united by the Athenians in a third art, the art of poetry. And here, too, they invented something new, the theatre. Their theatre, like their sport, was also once bound up with their religion, with festivals held in honour of their god Dionysus, also known as Bacchus. On his feast day a performance was held which could last all day. It took place in the open air, and the actors wore huge masks and high heels so that they could be easily seen from a distance. We still have plays which they performed. Some are serious, grand, and solemn. They are called tragedies. But there were other ones that were very sharp, witty, and lively, which made fun of certain Athenian citizens. These are called comedies. I could tell you lots more about the Athenians, about their historians and their doctors, their singers, their thinkers, and their artists. But I think it would be better for you to find out about them yourself one day. Then you'll see that I haven't exaggerated.